We were talking about our favorite breakfast cereals, and I don't think any of these are on your list. They said the very best breakfast cereal, not for nutrition, but just for flavor, for fun, is Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honey Nut Cheerios, Captain Crunch Berries, Oreos. I'll give you the top five, and number five is Fruit Loops. Dawn, do you have a box of breakfast cereal in your cupboard?
Okay, I don't right now, but here's what I will tell you. Cheerios on that list, probably yes. The lowest sugar option.
Yep.
And have you ever done this? I got to say, I think this is key. If you're getting a high-fiber, low-sugar cereal, so say that is, they have like sprouted wheat cereal, and they have like whole wheat flake cereal, all different, even like the Chex that is like, no sugar added, mm-hmm. That kind of. And mix it, a 50-50 mix of your favorite sugary cereal with a high-fiber, lower-sugar cereal is a great sort of middle ground, and I feel like that's wonderful. And then rounding out your breakfast, doing that cereal with a Greek yogurt that has, 15 to 18 grams of protein and berries, you really can have a good breakfast even with some of your favorite cereals.
That's the kind of advice I expect from you, and I appreciate that. You know what I bought was a box of grape nuts the other day because I couldn't find my raisin nut brand. No, my there's a cereal I like, and it's always the one that's missing in the grocery aisle. So they had some grape nuts. I thought, the box looks delicious, and it's grape nuts. It's got to be good. So I do this all the time. It's like the third time I've done it. I bought a box of grape nuts, and then I poured it in the bowl and put some milk in there, and I tasted it, and I thought, why do I ever buy this cereal? It's not consumable. In fact, 815 agrees with me. John, grape nuts taste like Milk-Bone brand dog biscuits, and it does, I think. I've never had the biscuits, but it's so bland and gritty. It's like you're eating sand that it's
okay. Have you had the flakes? So the first ingredient in like a grape nut flakes, I'm looking it up right now because that's what I go for first when I'm trying to figure out, am I putting this in my cart or not? I look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
So there's whole grain wheat is the first one. So I see the word whole grain. I like that. The next one is wheat flour, which is not a whole grain. And the next thing is sugar. So it's like, okay, you know what? I don't love it, but I do love that whole grain is the first ingredient. So I'm going to give it a shot still. Let me look at. Then I look to see that it has 5 grams of fiber, which is wonderful. That's considered, fairly high, not exactly high, but fairly high. Only 3 grams of added sugar. I think, oh my gosh, it's only 150 calories. Maybe you would like the flake cereal more, and then rounding it out with, fruit and the yogurt for more flavor could potentially be it. Because I think a lot of people, a texture of some of these healthy cereals is the trick. Like you said, it tastes like sand. So like the flake version of some of these can be better. I personally find that to be true.
I know there's a couple things you want to talk about, but I wanted to just start today because we're always late to get to them in our conversations. Some comments from our listeners. Can we do that first?
Yeah, sounds good.
847, I am a 309-pound lady. How do I start eating better?
Oh, I love this question. And this is one of the concerns that I always have is somebody who's just trying to eat better goes on a whole different diet that they pick something up and they start changing everything in their diet. It really doesn't have to be that way. The best thing you can do, any of us, is whatever you are eating right now is your starting point, and you just make small changes to that because that is easier and you're more likely to stick with it. So what could be a small change? It could be that, okay, my breakfast, lunch, and dinner don't have very many vegetables and fruits, that I am going to just add a lot of fruits and vegetables. Oh my gosh, just add food? I'm trying to lose weight. How is that going to help me if I add food? Well, how it helps you is fruits and vegetables are very low calorie. They start crowding out other higher calorie foods. So if a bite of fruit and vegetable is 4 times less than a bite of any other food in terms of calories, that is going to be filling. It's going to be very good for your health. And it's going to be lower in calories, which at the end of the day is how you end up losing weight, by just adding fruits and vegetables. And that, I think, is one of the most positive nutrition pieces of advice that all of us could take, is instead of slashing everything out of your diet, what can I add that, you know, gives me nutrition, makes me full, and makes it more likely that I can stick with this?
Is it true that nuts, the things that are protein rich, tend to sate your appetite more than carbohydrates and starches?
Yes. So there's three things that really make us full, and that is fiber, protein, and high water food. So if you are struggling with overeating and you're like, man, I just cannot seem to get full, I just keep eating and eating, eating, you look to your diet to say, how can I get more fiber? How can I get more protein? How can I get more high water foods? So fiber foods are things like beans. You know, every single week I am telling you, beans are one of the highest fiber foods that we could possibly eat. You know, so that right there is huge. But also fruits and vegetables, whole grains. That's why I'm always telling you to look to see on the label of things that are whole grain, because that is fiber. These fiber foods fill you up. And that is key. Protein, you're absolutely right. Things like nuts have both fiber and protein. So the idea of protein-rich foods, that's why everybody's always saying, you know, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, eggs, chicken, turkey, fish, tofu, tempeh, beans, again, fall into that category of protein. And then high-water foods is interesting. Fruits and vegetables have somewhere between 80 to 95% water, plus they have fiber. So they are really, they fill up your stomach. Oatmeal is a high water food because you're cooking a bunch of water into it. And you know what's interesting? It's even things like pasta. You have a whole grain pasta. People are so afraid of pasta, but you shouldn't be, because you know pasta soaks up a lot of water. You get the whole grain version. You're getting a lot of fiber. There's actually protein in pasta too. And so a little bit of pasta, a lot of vegetables, and then maybe some turkey meatballs. That is a very filling meal because it has all of those parts. It has the fiber, it has the protein, and it has the high water.
847, the lady who said, I'm 309 pounds. How do I start eating better? I hope you're listening. I hope that helps. And boy, we'd love to hear back from you. That's not an easy task, but I think if you just take it, no pun intended now, one bite at a time, just one step at a time, don't think you're going to lose 100 pounds tomorrow, but just see if you can start to develop some good habits. You mentioned, Dawn, that the foods that satisfy us the most in terms of our cravings are high fiber, protein, and high water content foods. I was reading this book. I've been reading it. I was reading it in last night, called Metazoa. And it's about how human beings evolved from cells to little molecules to we became sponges and then corals and then jellyfish. And eventually we're somebody standing in line at a Starbucks. And it was about the whole history of our species. And the point that the author was making is that from those very first origins, where we were just little cells of goo, to today, we live and exist because of water. Every nanometer of your body has billions of cells, and they have to have water to live. And I was thinking about it, like, I'm going to try and drink more water. Well, my stomach is full of water. Your stomach isn't that big. You've got to hydrate everything from your nose to your toes with water. That's where your cells live. That's the author said that everything that makes you tick would die if it was not in a medium of water. So I'm like, okay, I'm Mr. Water now. I don't know. For some reason, reading that, it just made it all sort of become clear to me, you know?
Well, I love it. It's very interesting. I love your reading. This is why we love to listen to you. You have such interesting things that you learn and share with us. So that is interesting, that book. And I cannot agree enough that it is such an important part of a well-rounded, healthy lifestyle. But people take it for granted. Hydration, drinking enough water. And enough is really very individualized, because based on your activity level, based on medications you take, based on the temperature outside, it changes how much water we do need. In general, it is about 72 ounces for women and 100 ounces for men, and that's a day. Again, for people who are more active, it might be more than that. And, you know, even though people, they don't love when I talk about this, but it really is an important part. all research has shown that the best way to know if you are hydrated is looking at the color of your pee. This is truly a feedback loop for you, that it's like, you know, how much am I drinking? Am I drinking enough? It should be very light in color. If you feel like your urine is very dark in color, that is a tip-off, a big-time tip-off that you're dehydrated. And so there are all sorts of fancy things you can do. Even when I was the dietitian for a pro baseball team, I mean, there were fancy gadgets I could buy for thousands of dollars to try and see if the athletes were hydrated, but nothing works as quickly and as well as looking at the color of your own urine to decide if you're hydrated.
You know, I saw a thing that said the way to determine if you're getting enough water is that when you pee, if you can read your smartphone through the pee, then that's clear enough and you're getting enough water. But I don't want to do that, Dawn.
Right. That's logistically, I feel uncomfortable with that.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. I'm with you, John. But yeah, I mean, it really is just a good rule of thumb. You know, just take a peek and just double check and be like, oh, yeah, I'm hydrated. Another thing is, you know, if you can go the whole day without going to the bathroom, that's also a tip off that you're dehydrated.
Right.
And the thing is you would feel a million times better. With most things, I say, don't believe me. Test it out yourself and see how you feel. So I do a 7-day challenge with my clients and say, listen, drink that 72 ounces, drink that 100 ounces, or drink when, you know, your urine is just fairly lightly yellow for 7 days. And if you don't feel better, then you can stop. But everybody feels better. You have more energy in the afternoon. You can think clearer. You have less headaches. Your joints feel better. I mean, it literally, the list of benefits of hydration go on and on and on, that a well-hydrated person also has a longer life expectancy. We saw that in research last year, that people live longer when they're better hydrated because their entire metabolism, from their head to their toes, to your point, works better, more efficiently when it is a well-hydrated system.
DonJacksonBlattner.com is her website, DonJacksonBlattner, or on Instagram, DJ Blattner. Our nutritionist and dietitian is on a line. Hey, Don, you told us not to eat ham because it's a processed meat. How about grilled pork chops?
Yes, please. Grilled pork chops is great. It is considered a red meat. So in the same category that I say, you know, having a lean steak, having a lean pork chop is definitely part of a balanced diet when you round it out with whole grains and fruits and vegetables and healthy fats. So, yes, it is not a processed, you know, hyper ultra processed food.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on the plan. Like, so, yes, I'm giving that a thumbs up. But also, you know, don't overdo it like any red meat.
262 said, hey, John, my convertible top is down. This is weather perfection. And 630 said, my kids used to call grape nuts grape rocks. Eric Rung, though, from WGN-TV, our friend over at Channel 9, and we are fortunate enough to hear Eric's voice on our little radio station now and again, said grape nuts is one of the best cereals ever and even better to sprinkle on Greek yogurt. John, add honey to your grape nuts, says another. It's delicious. I eat them every morning. Fiber and protein. Hear, hear, says Don Jackson Blattner. Huh?
Well, I like that. What is it? Grape rocks is funny.
Yeah.
That's a funny one.
Don, you said you were looking at your social media. What's the most popular post that people react to or you get hits on?
Okay, so you know what? I do a lot of information on there, but recipes seem to be the hot button. People love to know what to be making. And one of the things that is super popular right now is a egg roll bowl that I put up an egg roll bowl, and I said it's made with just two main ingredients, and I think that's what got everybody. Is really, you only need two things. You need a bag of coleslaw mix. If you are not using bags of coleslaw mix, you are missing out because it's green cabbage, it's purple cabbage, and it's carrots already shredded up and cut up. You put your hand in there and put it in any salad that you are making, and you are now three vegetables more than the salad you were before. But so I take that bag of coleslaw and just mix it with ground chicken, or you could use, if you're more plant-based, you can use tempeh, which is made out of soybeans. But anyways, ground chicken, bag of coleslaw mix, and you're stirring this in a pan, and it's got no seasoning, but all you need to do to season it is a little either low-sodium soy sauce, or I use something called coconut aminos, which tastes very, very much like low-sodium soy sauce, garlic, ginger, and sesame oil. That's it. And this is dinner, and you can eat it as is, or you could use, like, I use frozen brown rice that I just throw in the microwave and pair it with that. roasted sweet potatoes. You could use quinoa with that. But it's really such an easy dinner that I think everybody was, you know, clicking on it and saying, you know, I want to make that. So yeah. That was very popular.
Sounds good and easy. And those are two good things for a recipe to be. How about this listener's question? 608, my fingernails are weak and split easily. My hair is strong. What can I eat for stronger nails? I eat lots of fiber and veggies.
Yes, well, here's the thing. Thank you for calling in, because sometimes those symptoms that we see with our hair, skin, and nails can be an indication that you need more vitamins and minerals. It's hard to say, you know, straight off, like what would be that vitamin or mineral you need. But the first recommendation always is, if somebody says something about their hair, skin, and nails, is looking at the protein content of their breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because protein is the building blocks of all of our cells. So if one of the cells, even if it's just nails and it's not hair or skin, even if it's just one of those, protein tends to be the first place that you would look to make sure that you're getting, it's always different depending on who it is, but about 30 grams of protein per meal is generally where people are. So that's what I would look at first.
Can you ask Dawn what's the best way to get electrolytes into your diet without increasing sodium? That's the problem with like a Gatorade, right?
Well, and here's the thing. Yes, you're right, is that a Gatorade has electrolytes because it's a sports drink. And people who buy the electrolyte packets, and there's sodium in there. And that's so important and great and good and perfect if you're exercising and sweating. Our sweat is losing electrolytes. And so that is why sodium, which is the number one electrolyte we need to replace when we are sweating, is in all of these electrolyte mixes. It's important. We need it. It's key. But if you're not active and you're not sweating, that's where the trouble comes in, where people are drinking these like electrolyte drinks and they're getting too much salt in their diet. Now they're not even sweating. Now they're adding these electrolyte drinks. So the biggest thing is, what are electrolytes? They're just charged particles, sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium. Those are the top electrolytes, you'd call them. They're just minerals. And so you get them in your diet naturally when you're eating whole grains and beans and fruits and vegetables and meats. All of these things have naturally in them. Every single food has these electrolytes in there. If you're looking at it for a drink, a lot of people who are purists will do something like a coconut water that has no added sugar. Coconut water is very high in potassium. And if somebody is sweating and they want to make that into a actual like electrolyte drink, they would add a pinch of salt into that coconut water to make it sodium and potassium. So that's like a natural sports drink for people who want it. But again, you don't really have to, for most people, you don't really have to worry about it. You're getting electrolytes in your food. But if you are sweating, you're an active person, these electrolyte packets can be a great thing.
You told Pete there are six plants that if you want to eat more protein, but you don't want to eat more meat, these are the six top plants for proteins. Before you answer that, I also want to answer this question myself. Hey, John Williams, my wife wants to know the name of the book you're reading that you just referenced with Dawn. It's called Metazoa, M-E-T-A-Z-O-A, Metazoa. It's by an author named Peter Godfrey Smith. It's kind of wonky. I've had to read some pages twice, but I think it's fascinating. Metazoa. Dawn, what are the six top plant proteins?
Yes, I will give you these. And thank you for prefacing. Why we care about this is because everybody's talking about getting enough protein. But that doesn't mean you just have to eat, you know, pounds and pounds of meat. There are protein grams in plant foods if you pick them wisely. So here are the top six. Edamame. These are great. I mean, you serve them in a restaurant a lot of the time, but why don't you have them at home? Have them as a snack. Toss them in stir fries. I love edamame. There's 9 grams of protein for just a half a cup. Tofu. I know that people are scared of it, but it is so great. And I'm going to be doing a post on my Instagram today and tomorrow. Oh, I have a secret. Tomorrow I'm going to be posting a tofu gyro recipe because I absolutely love that. So anyway, tofu, 9 grams of protein for just 3 ounces. It also makes a great breakfast scramble. I sometimes do like chocolate pudding with it. Tempeh is made out of soybeans. Nobody really knows about tempeh, but I got to tell you, you got to find out about it. 17 grams of protein for 3 ounces of it, and it crumbles up and makes perfect tacos. It also makes like an awesome plant-based BLT. You know how I'm always saying, like, probably pull back on the bacon, not so much bacon, everybody. And guess what? tempeh from soybeans can be seasoned and tastes very good as like a alternative to bacon. Lentils, 9 grams of protein for half a cup. Lentils are great. I love them as meatballs. Make some sloppy joes with lentils. So good. Hemp seeds are interesting. There's 10 grams of protein for 3 tablespoons of these. And if you're making like peanut butter toast and you put shredded peanut butter on your toast, hemp seeds are great to sprinkle on that for an extra 10 grams of protein. Or a cup of coffee. You can put hemp seeds in your cup of coffee in a blender, and it makes coffee super creamy and delicious, and it pumps up the protein in a natural way. Okay. And finally, chickpeas. 7 grams of protein for a half cup. I love my chickpeas. I roast them for snacking, or I smash them down and put them in a wrap for like a lunch.
Fruity pebbles did not make the cut. That's edamame, tofu, tempeh, lentils, hemp seeds, chickpeas. DawnJacksonBlattner.com. Follow her on Instagram, DJ Blattner. And please, Dawn, join us next week.
I would love to. Thanks. Have a great week, John.
That's America's favorite nutritionist and dietitian, Dawn Jackson Blattner.